This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Welcome to the Mind Growth Podcast series from Learning Teams Inc. as part of their Hop into Action program. This series is supported by the best-selling book series, The Hop Beginner's Guide to Doing Safety Differently, available on Amazon Books in print and Kindle formats. In today's episode, we hear a conversation between two safety practitioners about the role of first and second stories when learning from events, and how a learning team can drive deeper systemic learning. This story was inspired by the book Behind Human Error by David Woods and the work of Asher Balkin at the Cognitive Systems Engineering Lab, the Ohio State University College of Engineering. So please grab your favorite beverage, sit back and listen now to this episode called Move from First Story to Second Story and Dig Deeper to Learn.
All right, Michael. Let's talk about this incident from last week. We've got this forklift operator who missed a crucial step, which caused a pretty close call. What are your thoughts on the error?
Yeah, I see that. The report said that he didn't check the load properly, and it almost tipped over. Clearly, operator error. I think we should recommend more training for him, maybe a refresher on safety protocols.
That's the classic first story, Michael.
First story? What do you mean?
You see, when we talk about human error, most people immediately jump to the conclusion that it's the person who messed up. That's the first story. The individual didn't follow procedures, they didn't act carefully enough, they weren't paying attention, or weren't focused on their job. So it's their fault. They did the action, they were the cause. It's simple, it's straightforward, but it doesn't really get to the root of the problem.
Okay. So, what's the second story then?
The second story digs deeper. It's about understanding the conditions that made that error likely in the first place. Instead of just saying, the forklift operator screwed up, we ask, what was going on around him? Was the load heavier than usual? Was he under pressure to meet a deadline? Did the environment make it hard to see the warning signs?
So we're looking at the bigger picture, right? More than just blaming the person at the sharp end?
Exactly. Think of it this way. People operate within systems. As explained in the HOP principle, context drives behavior. When errors happen, it's usually because the system they're working in makes that error possible. Maybe the operator didn't have the right tools. Or maybe the safety checklists are so tedious that people skip steps without even realizing it, or the procedure doesn't reflect how we have to do the work.
I see. So, instead of just focusing on what he did wrong, we should be asking, what about the system led to this?
You've got it. The second story looks at all the factors: organizational pressures, communication breakdowns, even the design of the equipment. This is where learning teams come into play.
Learning teams? You mean like those post-incident review groups we sometimes put together?
Exactly. Learning teams are a great way to explore the second story. The key here is that it's not just about management sitting around and then deciding what went wrong. You get everyone involved: operators, supervisors, maintenance, the people who actually do the work. Day in and day out, they know the system better than anyone else. Think of them as the experts of the work, or as Todd Conklin would say, the masters of the blue line.
Okay, so the learning team gets the operators involved in understanding what happened.
Absolutely. They get to tell their side of the story, but it's more than just what went wrong. It's about what they've seen and experienced over time. Maybe the checklist isn't clear. Maybe the workload is too high. Or maybe there is a recurring issue with the equipment that no one's reported yet. The learning team helps us capture all that and makes the complexity in the system more visible.
I guess that's a lot more useful than just telling the guy to be more careful next time.
Exactly. If we only focus on the first story, we miss out on all the information that could reduce future events. Sure, we can retrain the operator, but if the system remains flawed, we're just waiting for the next accident to happen.
That makes a lot of sense. But what about accountability? I mean, if we just look at the system, doesn't that let people off the hook too easily? Where's the balance?
Good question. The second story isn't about letting people off the hook. It's about understanding that accountability goes both ways. Yes, the individual is responsible for their actions, but management and the organization are responsible for creating a system where people can succeed safely. If the system is setting people up to fail, we need to fix that. Think of that as an organizationally induced error.
So it's not about blame, but learning?
Exactly. Blame tends to shut down conversations. People get defensive, and we don't get the full picture. But when the goal is to learn, people open up. They tell us what's really going on, things they might not mention, if they feel like they're about to get in trouble.
Okay, I'm getting it now. So if we were to set up a learning team for this forklift incident, who would we include?
Well, obviously the operator. But we'd also want the supervisor, maybe someone from the equipment maintenance team, and other forklift operators. We want to hear from people who see this from different angles.
And what would we focus on?
First, we'd walk through what normal everyday work looks like. We could use the 4 D's, which are dumb, dangerous, difficult, and different, to understand the rubs that exist in work. By exploring normal work, when the group feels safe, then they will move to the incident on the day. Don't rush them to get there. They will go there when it feels right. Then, we start looking for the conditions in the work and other contributing factors. What pressures were people under? Were the tools or processes working as they should?
So instead of just saying, here's what went wrong, we're saying, here's why it made sense for the operator to act the way he did.
Exactly. And from there, we ask ourselves, what can we change to make sure this doesn't happen again? That's where real improvement comes in. We're not just slapping a Band-Aid on the issue. We are digging into the systemic issues and making the work better from an operations and safety perspective.
That sounds a lot more productive than just handing out blame. You're improving the system and operations, and not just reacting to incidents.
You've got it. A learning team isn't just about fixing one incident. It's about learning from it and making sure the next one doesn't happen. We're building resilience into the system, making it stronger.
I'm starting to see why you keep pushing for these second stories, James. They're the real key to making things safer around here.
Exactly, Michael. And trust me, once you get used to thinking in terms of second stories, you'll never look at incidents the same way again.
Looks like I've got some learning to do myself.